This is radio station KST, Korean Short Tour, that is. It's several thousand unicycles ridden by several people who can't keep on the damn highway if they tried to. And the station is broadcasting from CLINT, Texas. Now, friends, we have an amazing offer to make to you. We have here the genuine simulated diamond ring and wedding band set. Friends, nothing enhances the loveliness of a lady like a beautiful, genuine simulated diamond ring and wedding band set. We only have a few hundred of these left, and they're going like hot cakes. $1.65, friends. Think how thrilled your wife will be, your girlfriend, your sweetheart, or your daughter, if you have any of the various sundry assorted people of whom I have mentioned. All you have to do is put your name and address on a penny postal card and send it today to Diamond Man Clint, CLI in Texas, and pay the postman $1.65. Friends, this is absolutely guaranteed. Should it turn your finger green, or you're in any other way dissatisfied within 9 days, just return the beautiful simulated diamond ring and wedding band set, and this beautiful set will be cheerfully refunded. Now I see the engineer is about to put the record down on this next record by old Fred Steiner and his old corral boys, but before he does, we have one more amazing offer to make to you. Well, I can't go on with this, John, let's face it. I got a friend of yours here who wants to talk to you. He's coming over to see you one of these days. Fred, say something to old John. Old KST John. Korean short.
Would Wednesday be too soon? He's coming over to see him.
Hey, here's old Fred Steiner, buddy.
Hey, John. Look, I'll see you before you even get this thing. Yes, we will. I'll see him in about a week, if not sooner. And, John, I just thought you'd like to hear from CLINT, from the old McCogin Club. If you remember that, and who could forget it? CLINT, just send in, what is it, Scotty? What did we send? Penny postcard. John, we're having a good time at your house. We're having a ball. I wish you were here. But I'll tell you all about it when we see you in a very, very short time.
Well, John, here's another friend of yours, Colonel Hogg. He wants to say hello to you. This is KST Flanagan, Korean Short Tour Flanagan. What would you like to say to this guy? Don't get too close, because they got to jump up.
Yeah, well, John, I understand an old pal of yours will be over one of these days. Treat him right. God knows we're having quite a time here tonight, drinking your liquor and living it up, you know. Well, we do miss you, but then you'll be back one of these days, and you'll get all evened up and find out about what these white people do over here. But we'll be seeing you, and come and see us now out there in Prescott when you get back.
Prescott?
Arizona.
Prescott, Arizona, no less. Say, here's another friend, John. Just happened to pick him out of the audience at random. Random is a damn good name for this guy, incidentally. James McMonagle, it's all on, my friend. Manning. Jim, say something to this guy, John Flanagan. KST Flanagan, Korean Short Tour Flanagan. Say something to him. We never did get him down in the Edinburgh. Not too close, about 6 inches.
Say, how you doing over there, John? We're amazed that you're not back here with us this weekend. We all came over here. Freddie Steiner and so forth blew in from the East Coast. We're amazed that you're not here. Normally, as we say, you're over here on weekends and so forth. But they're now calling me just old 85 days, 85 short days, and I will be moving out for the East Coast, moving on down to Florida. If any of you over there are looking for employment and so forth in the Florida area, just look me up. I'll be located at the Hilton in Tampa. Thank you.
This is radio station CLINT broadcasting to you from Clint, CLINT, Texas. One of the great stations in the Southwest. As a matter of fact, we have an Indian out here so damn drunk he can't even turn the turntable. Who else are we going to have talk to John? I think maybe Jerry ought to say a word or two, just so that old John won't think we're too damn drunk. You reckon? He's liable to think there's a real orgy going on here. As a matter of fact, you know. Jerry, you think John will trust any of us if we keep this line of garbage going here all the time without you saying something? He won't
Oh, he will. He will. He knows it's all right. I told him the Steiners were coming. He knew I'd have a party, and so here we are.
Okay, they're going to beat the damn tape.
I'd like to play it back to see if it's working all right.
We'll play it back, and then the damn machine will blow up. Anyway.
Well, anyway.
You know, John has got, is working
John,
for the CG.
Dear, let me count the date. Let me look at the calendar.
This girl has a calendar here, believe me.
Something like 35 days.
You have every damn time marked off, don't you?
Did you tell him why we didn't meet in Bombay this weekend? I couldn't make it because the Steiners were coming. Unfortunately, I was having company.
He's only got 35 days to go.
We thought when Jerry called tonight, John, that maybe this was the weekend for you to visit us. Or maybe Jerry was leaving tomorrow to visit you in Bombay or someplace, because it seems that every month or so you two wonderful people get together. But we're just delighted to be out and visit your home tonight. And we've got the Mannings out and the Hogs out, and of course old Fred Steiner and Mrs. Steiner and the pretty little Air Force widow across the way. We've been giving her a hard time tonight, trying to get her to do the hula, but she won't do it. And Jerry, of course, just lovely as ever. She has a beautiful coat of tan. She just looks beautiful.
Excuse me, I'm going to get some ice.
She's going to get some ice. And we'll probably see what time is it. It's 7 minutes after 10, and she's probably going to run us out of here. But I just wanted to advertise a few things from CLINT Texas. How'd you like to buy a little insurance or a quilt? One of the things you'd like to have, I'm sure, John, you won't be here for it, but friends, nothing brightens up your home like a Santa Claus plaque that glows in the dark, you know. So all you have to do to get this Santa Claus plaque, put your name and address on a penny postal card and send it to Santa Claus, Clint, CLINT, Texas, and pay the postman $3. Hey, old Jim Manning.
Say, Scotty, do you know what they call a two-story outhouse?
What do they call a two-story outhouse?
A Big John.
A Big John. Big John. I'm going to cut this off and play it back and see. Oh, well, there you are. Incidentally, the Giants beat hell out of the Dodgers today. I don't know whether you're a Dodgers fan, but I am. Well, John, we just played this back, and I'm not too sure that we shouldn't erase the whole damn bit of it. But Jerry says, oh, no, it sounds so good. Jerry, you haven't had a word. I'm going to leave the other side of this tape for you to say some sweet things. I am.
I said all the sweet things I can
you
say.
You can never say
coming home in 35 days, and I'll say more sweet
things. 35 days. How about that?
So let everybody talk.
Okay. I want to get Madeline
fill up
over
the record
here.
Okay.
Hey, Mrs. Steiner, you haven't said anything to John about lining up a lot of nice things in Korea for you.
Anything I have to say to John, I'll say in person.
Oh, you'll be... furthermore, you'll beat the tape over there, I know. Madeline...
Hey, Scotty, do you know what a redhead is?
Jim, what is a redhead?
That's a latrine on a Russian destroyer.
Oh, no. God. Oh, John.
Saying what?
Oh, John, Jim just pulled the worst one on me in reverse. Say something nice to old John.
Hey, John, this noise is terrific, and I know you just hoping you were here, and we hope you were here. We hope that you're here real soon. We hear you're coming sooner than you thought, and this is good news to all of us. And your next place is where is the next place, Scotty?
Huh?
Where is the next place he's going to? Where is his next station?
Fort Bragg.
How about that? You have all the luck on your side. This is marvelous. And, you know, your time over there is almost finished. This is wonderful. You know, all good things. You must pray right or something. Because all the good things are on your side. Am I holding this too close? I guess so. Well, this room is filled up with all kinds of nice people. But, you know, there's a nice big empty spot where you should be right now. So I'm going to sign off because there isn't much more I can say. I know that everything's been said, so I'm going to say, until we see you again, take care, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, okay? Bye-bye now.
Stay away from redheads. Oh, what a horrible pun. You have any more?
Well, actually, tell old John to be sure and sign that certificate before he returns that upon the penalty, more or less, of death, he will not tell what takes place in Korea.
Okay, John, I know you'll do that. Say, I wanted to tell you, oh, we got a hula record going, and one of the, I don't know, who's going to dance a hula out there? I don't know. I'm not, that's for damn sure. But anyway, as you know, John, I've been intending to send you a tape for a long time. I envy you serving for General Woolnough. I don't know how close you are to him, probably pretty close, or you wouldn't stay around him. But he's one of the really wonderful, wonderful people that I've ever known. And if you ever get a chance to meet Aggie, his wife, she's just one of the fabulous people in this man's army. And, of course, he has a wonderful family. One of the most beautiful young girls I've ever known in my life was his daughter, Mike. She could have made Hollywood, television, any, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And two fine sons. And, of course, he was assistant division commander of the 5th Infantry Division. Always thought I'd get a chance to be his sheriff someday. I guess I won't unless he gets an army and I end up as his PM, which I'm hoping for. And if you get a chance to tell him hello for me, please do. I've intended to write to him, but haven't. As you know, I'm on the, either fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, it doesn't mean a hell of a lot to me, on the promotion list for full colonel, and don't know when it's going to happen, possibly within a year. Not too enthusiastic about it, primarily because I have a good deal going at University of California, having done some lecture work there in the School of Criminology the last semester. I've been invited to, invited is the word, to apply for graduate school for a master's, a second master's. I have my master's in education, as you know, in criminology. I think I can get it in a year, most of it at night. Also, they're going to give a doctorate there, which I'd love to work for. Don't know what will be coming up for me in the future, but I want to keep busy on the business and keep pushing for it, for whatever I can make in it. But I would like to have some credits from Cal. So tell General Woolnough hello and let me know if he's coming through this area, because if he is, I want to be sure and have a car to meet him.
I am working out on the exercise machine.
Oh, my gosh. Your doggone exercise poles. Madeline's on them now. Jerry was on them a minute ago. And I haven't tried them yet tonight. Last time I tried them, my stomach was sore for 3 days, and it wasn't from food.
I've been thinner, though, since I saw you.
I am a little thinner, Jerry.
Have you been on a diet or something?
No,
or what
well,
doing?
A little bit, and I've been working out a little bit, running a little bit about every day. I have a pretty good deal. I have a shower and everything right adjoining my office, and so I go over to the gym and work out a little bit.
I am trim.
Are you going to fill up the other
shape.
Side of this, Jerry?
I could fill up the other side of it very easily.
And when are you going to mail this out to John?
I'm
going to
mail it tomorrow because
good.
I want him to get it before the Steiners
good.
Get there.
Oh, sure.
Huh?
And because I would, my man's name General Woolnough. I know, is General Woolnough still
listen,
there?
Oh, listen, I have a, John told me in a letter, he said, call Scotty and ask him if General Woolnough called you.
No, he hasn't.
No, well, he was rushing through, and I don't know. I've got a clipping
yes.
about him, and I'll show it to you. I don't know whether
will he be back with the 1st Division, do you think?
He's going to Carlisle. Carlisle Barracks, I think. Let me see now.
Well,
oh, don't mix me up.
Well,
no,
we'll
I'm sure that's it. I have the clipping, and I'll show
okay.
it to you. I'm sure that's
because
where he's going.
I don't know
going.
Whether he will be back at...
No. I take it back. I know where he's going. He's going to Hawaii, and he went straight there, and he stayed there.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not coming stateside, though.
No.
Because
no.
John Flanagan is supposed to let me know
yeah,
if John
well,
Woolnough
he
comes
was.
Through here.
Well,
Woolnough
was going to
Woolnough
call
did.
You, but he sent the clipping, and I think he went to Hawaii, and he didn't...
Okay.
Didn't come
well,
to
maybe old John will play this tape for him, and then I'll be in the doghouse.
No, I think he's gone. He's already left.
Good from the division?
He's gone from the division, and he's now in Hawaii, I'm sure.
Tragic.
The whole division is changing. You know, there's been lots of changes there.
Well, it looks like we're about to run out of tape here in a minute. But this has been a wonderful party, Jerry.
Love and kisses.
Well, I'm going to let you send him the kisses, because... Say you got some nice music. You know Madeline's just working like the Dickens on those poles.
She's going to be sore in the morning.
You know, the first time I worked on those damn things.
I know. The first time I worked out, too. You really feel it.
My stomach
now,
was so sore.
I'm used to it now, so it doesn't bother me. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I thought I'd been eating kosher food on a Roman Catholic holy day in the Episcopal Chapel or something.
Yeah, you might. You
this
never
could
know.
Really foul you up. Looks like...
Get everybody to talk?
I got almost everyone to talk.
Nancy, say anything?
Who's Nancy?
Nancy Bell.
Nancy Bell? No, she hasn't said anything. Let's get her over here.
John.
Okay, you better say something to
John, you're missing a good party. Is it time to talk?
I didn't know.
You just keep talking. Gee, I like this picture you brought back.
Johnny, I'm taking swim lessons this year.
We're now busy practicing for our Cub Scout minstrel, which will end the Cubs season. Now here's Dave.
Hello, Uncle John. This is David. For the past month, I've been practicing using the buses and subways in New York, since I'll be using them every day for the next 4 years. During the Easter vacation, a friend and I went to the UN. We sat in on 2 conferences, and both of us being stamp collectors, we spent a good deal of time and money in the UN post office. After lunch, we took the tour of the buildings. After this, we had a snack in the automat, and we came home. We are now starting to practice for our graduation ceremonies, which will take place on June 16th. We have received a 3-page prayer, which we must memorize before these exercises. The name of the prayer is Consecration to the Blessed Sacrament for Graduates. Just before Easter, I participated in the Archdiocesan Science Fair. A friend and I made a continuous cloud chamber. We had posters and a booklet which had to be made, and we brought it to the fair, but we didn't win anything. On the Sunday, when everyone could visit, we brought Nana to see it. I hope you have a nice summer. I plan to take 2 summer school courses. They're both 9th grade work in Latin and algebra. I may also go to another summer school to take their typing course. Also, I plan on spending some time in New York, so I'll have a better working knowledge of the transit system.
David blew my balloon up.
Here, I'll do it. I'll sign off for now and let somebody else have their turn.
Hello, John. This is Wes. I just thought I'd add my voice to those already mentioned. And I must say that we all should go on the radio, or we should go someplace and make use of all this talent. I hope you had a wonderful Easter. We all piled in the station wagon and went down to Buttonwood Manor and had dinner down there. It was very lovely. Then we went down along the shore and saw Lavalette and the storm damage down there. It pretty much took away the whole boardwalk. Mother and Joe stayed home for Easter and cooked. And she's fine, dandy, and arguing as strongly as ever. Joe sends his best regards. There was a circus in Palisades Amusement Park during the Easter vacation. So I took Mother and Jimmy and Johnny up there, and we sat in the first row. It was very interesting, and the animals we could actually touch. We were so close. Some of the artists as well. The spring fever is really here now, and we have everybody out gardening. I hope your place is nice and warm, and the winter is all finished. Johnny is busy bouncing his balloon, and we have supper coming up next. I just put all the mail in the mailbox, so our business is done until 7 o'clock tonight. After listening to myself record, I realized I was talking too slow, and it sounded very monotonous. I just picked up your birthday card, and I thought I'd remark on it. It really was a surprise to me that I know that it's a sweetheart card, and cards are hard to get over there.
Supper is now being served, and all you little chickadees come to the table this minute.
Go.
The napkins and the beer are missing. I wonder who set the table. Jimmy, did you set it?
Yep.
Well, come on, how about going out and getting the beer and the napkins? Johnny, you want to help?
No, I brought the beer out.
Okay, John, how about you getting the napkins, too?
I got the beer and the napkins out. I want to get them, too.
Now we're going to say grace. Jimmy, would you do the honors?
Okay. Name of Father and Son and
Holy Ghost, Amen.
Grace!
Is thy gift which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord, Amen. Chow down. Now that we're eating, I just remembered something I wanted to tell you, John. I got a new golf bag for my birthday, so when you come home, we'll be able to play a little bit more golf, and the bag should give me a better score. I still haven't finished up all the dozen golf balls that you gave me. So, we'll use those also.
Pass the coleslaw, somebody.
You know, John, I was just thinking, we're thinking about starting a council, Knights of Columbus, that is, over in Korea. If you can get permission of the pastor over there, let me know.
Now,
Mommy and Daddy did a dig for St. Patty's Day.
Johnny, we had a St. Patrick's Day dance at our parish. And for a couple of months before, about 9 or 10 couples practiced the Irish reel and another dance called a Siamsa Berta, which is an Irish folk dance.
It's an Irish folk dance.
We were told by the
parishioners
that we did very, very well. So when we're all together again, we'll take a few hours and teach you.
Okay, fellas, you can clear the table now. The cook is quitting.
Not me, I said it. David, you clear it.
John, after listening to a playback of all of this nonsense, it doesn't sound like it's very well put together, and some of it sounds like it was rehearsed, so it's very corny. But we did have a lot of fun putting it on tape, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we did. We'd also like to have, if you have any leftover tapes that maybe Bernice sent to you or one of yourself that you could send to us, and we could listen and probably get from a professional standpoint how to do this. And next letter we would be in better shape to record. It is exciting, and we hope and trust that you're very well and happy in your loneliness over there, but you'll soon be back home with us, and it'll seem like an experience that was well worth it.
This little Johnny, we can sing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
This is a little bit premature, but it does save the price of a card.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello, John. This is Josephine Miralia speaking. I earnestly pray you are well and happy with so much ocean separating you and your loved ones. Presently we, I mean John and I, and the children and grandchildren are all well. Hope you will join us very soon. May the Lord be with you every inch of the way always. Love, Josie and John. P.S. The countryside is beginning to put on its green dress with blossoms as decorations.
Greetings, John. Well, I don't know what I can say.
How are you?
How are you in Korea? I hope to see you very soon. I understand that you'll be home in October, so we can all get together and have a swell time. I know you miss us all, so do we. And I pray that all's well. I also want you to know that I followed your advice in buying a new car, and that's the celebrity sedan, Oldsmobile. It's a wonderful car, and as soon as you get here, we'll be all taking a ride. Let's hope that nothing more seriously happens in Europe, so that there'll be peace on earth, and we'll be all together. John, this last message that you heard was from John A. Miralia, your brother's father-in-law. And I want to wish you all the luck in the world. Let's hope that October comes here soon. Thank you.
Johnny, we just stopped in at your mother's and heard the wonderful news about your leave being granted. We figured that you would get there for a couple of days, but 12 days seems like a miracle. Hope you have a wonderful time. We had originally planned to send this tape to him, but since you'll all be together, I think that it will be more enjoyable if we send it right to you and you can all listen to it together. Please forgive me for not writing more often. I think about you every day, I guess, but I never do seem to get the time to sit down and put it on paper. Between Little League and Boy Scouts and, well, you know the bit. When I sit down at night, I fall asleep and get up the next morning thinking I'll write to you, but then the day goes by the same way. Lots of love and kisses from all of us, and I hope to see you soon. Bye now.
Hi, Bernice. Hi, Bobby. It's really nice knowing that John is coming to see you, and we hope that everybody is well out there. Is graduation coming up soon? We're all thrilled here with the news that John is flying home.
Clint, Texas.
For all time.
All right.
He isn't this down there. What have I got to hold up? Hello, John and Bernice, and Bobby and Pat. I know you're going to be visiting with your family.